We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
UCLA basketball number 2 in the nation and 4-0 after taking apart two teams they were expected to take apart this past week, the week of November 15th through the 21st. The two games, both at home, and this was basically the salad before the steak. Next up, as you may know, the rematch with Gonzaga out in Vegas. This is Josh Lewin. Thanks for being here. And a shout out to both Guerrilla Marketing and Newport Rib Company off the top. Let's go game by game. First up, a tenacious Long Beach State team that made the Bruins really work for what they got Monday night. Let's go courtside, where Tracy Murray and I recapped what happened after the fact.
Well, the snake finally went after the field mouse, starting around the 2 minutes left mark of the first half. Until then, tell you what, the mice were scurrying all over the place. The Long Beach State team with a couple of great guards. Joel Murray, no relation to Tracy. And, Colin Slater, no relation to A.C. Slater, if you remember your Save by the Bell. Those guys were tremendous. Those two guards scored 57 points for Long Beach State, but Tracy, thankfully, the rest of their team only scored 22. UCLA wins to get to 3-0. It wasn't easy, but they win 100-79.
Those two guys were 23 of 30 from the field and 6 of 7 for 3 by themselves. And Murray and Slater.
Yeah, and they hit every free throw.
Combined for 57 points.
Yeah, really remarkable. Now, one of those guys, Murray, had a big turnover game. I mean, he had 9 turnovers, but he was making almost every shot and making life miserable for the Bruins. Thankfully, Johnny Juzang was hot early in this game. He cooled late. He ended up 11 of 21 for 25. The guy that was hot and stayed hot pretty much all game was Jules Bernard. What a start to his season. He went 8 of 11 tonight, including 4 of 5 from 3, had 5 rebounds, a career-high 7 assists, and never turned the ball over. So Jules Bernard, who always seems like your third favorite pair of jeans, right? I mean, like, you just forget that he's in your drawer because you're so busy putting on Juzang and putting on a Jaquez or even Tiger Campbell. This guy is averaging close to 20 points a game so far this year.
Doing it quietly, and that's the best way to do it. Just continue to contribute. But you know, one thing that the Bruins are very lucky about tonight is that Joe Hampton didn't play because of his injury. I mean, that could have been a problem to have a third scorer to go along with those two as hot as they were.
Yeah, Hampton's 6'8", kind of a bully in the paint, and the Bruins were getting bullied enough in the paint. Long Beach had 40 points in the paint. They got 50 in their win against Idaho the other night, but hey, that's Idaho. We thought they wouldn't come in here at Pauley and come close to that, but they did. I think you're right. If they had had Hampton, they would have.
Oh, they would have had more than 50 points in the paint because you got a lefty that's a bruiser in there that can finish shots in the paint, whether it's through post-ups or finishes off of their assist.
Well, assists were kind of a key thing tonight. The Bruins had 22 of them against only 8 turnovers. Yep. 3 of them were by the freshman Peyton Watson in only 8 minutes of action. He's still kind of finding his feet as a freshman here. But points off turnovers, Tracy, were 38-15 in favor of the Bruins. And when you look at a 21-point swing as your final score, right, 100-79, you're at plus 23 in points off turnovers. Boom, there's your difference right there.
Right. At some point, the Bruin defense had to turn up. And while doing that, they scored 38 points off the 25 turnovers.
So the Bruins with a 48-point first half, a 52-point second half. We knew that things would cool down for Long Beach. They had to cool down for Long Beach, right? Nobody shoots 67% for an entire game. Even Villanova, when they took down Georgetown in 85, it was only one half where they made every single shot. Long Beach still made enough shots in the second half to keep it interesting, but they couldn't keep up 67%.
Well, they were pretty close to keeping up 67% because the Bruins kept giving up layup after layup after layup, and then Slater was knocking down the threes, but most of them were layups.
So a wake-up call in that regard? I know if Cody Riley's in this game, maybe it's not so easy to go inside all the time, but as Mick Cronin was saying, look, we're always looking to get better. We're trying to self-scout. That's something they can improve.
Right, but even with Cody Riley in there, and Miles Johnson in there, you know, you got rim protection and you got space eaters, but you got to be able to contain the dribbler. If you can't contain the dribbler, those guys can't get there and help in time.
Well, Jules Bernard is on approach. He's got a stat sheet in hand, and if he dares to look at it, he'll see a bright 22 next to his name. That's the point total with a career-best 7 assists and no turnovers. So that's quite a complete line in a game that I'm sure had to take a little bit of wind out of you, Jules. 36 minutes that you played against a team that was not easy to put away. First of all, congratulations. Are you feeling okay? Because you did a lot of running around tonight.
Yeah, I'm good.
All right.
Yeah.
You made the mistake of letting me ask you before the game about your tattoo on your leg. You showed me Chardet. And we started calling you the smooth operator tonight. So you have your own self to blame for that.
All right.
Did it feel smooth tonight? Because you had that jump shot going.
I mean, the offense, you know, we have a lot of, you know, players who can shoot spread out the floor. So, you know, just being able to get open shots is, you know, that's probably going to be easier for us because we have so many weapons. But, you know, on the defensive end, you know, we gave up a lot of points, especially to their two main guys, Murray and Slater. I think it was 57 points. So, you know, that aspect of it is the most important thing. And that, you know, that's unacceptable and that's something that we need to fix. And we're, you know, definitely going to focus in and key in on, you know, scouting reports and playing better defense next game.
I just want to know what you know about Chardet.
Hey, man, my parents taught me well.
That's exactly what he guessed. Coast to coast, L.A. to Chicago. We talk to the Western Mail right now, as a matter of fact.
So, yes, sir.
When you talk about what's next, it's so easy for everybody to fast forward. We all know when the Gonzaga game is. You guys have 2 games between now and then. I'm sure Mick Cronin is reminding you it's not Gonzaga time yet.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, Just looking at our past 2 games, you know, we had a huge game, great crowd at Pauley for Villanova. And then we come into this game, you know, we have to have that same energy and key in on teams, you know, name, you know, whether their name is big or not. So, you know, we know that Coach obviously has instilled that throughout the years that he's been here. And, you know, we're going to take what we learned from this game and implement it into the next game because, you know, no matter the name, we have to take every team seriously, whether it's the national championship or a regular season game, you know, whether it's Gonzaga or Long Beach State. So we have to respect each team that we play and play with our utmost effort.
With the bullseye on your chest so big and 3 games under your belt so far, what do you feel like the team needs to improve on in order to go far in later on and get a possible national championship up?
I think the biggest thing is defense. You know, that's really what helped us win or, you know, get to the Final Four last year. And, you know, we played Michigan State. We were down double digits at half, and we really – we didn't even care about the offensive end. You know, all we talked about in the locker room was get it done on defense. No matter what you have to do, these are, you know, just get it done. So I think, you know, going forward, our defense is going to be what determines our success.
Has there been more of an emphasis mentally with everybody on the offensive end this year so far?
Yeah, I think so. You know, we know that defense is important, but we also know that, you know, on the offensive end, we have a lot of weapons. So driving and kicking, hitting the open man, limiting our turnovers, you know, those are all things that are going to be extremely important because, you know, the other teams are going to key on at certain players and other players are going to be open. So just limiting turnovers and you know, not hitting the open guys for shots.
Jules, last one for you, just personally. You know, you've gone as a sophomore from 5.5 points a game to 10.3 as a junior last year. And now, I know it's early, but you're at 19.3. So are you touching your ceiling now? I mean, is this what to expect, or can you even fly higher than this?
Oh, no. You know, this is not my ceiling. You know, there's always room to improve for me. That's just how I was brought up, you know, just to reach levels and then improve. And we're not satisfied. I'm not satisfied, you know, and we're always looking to get better, and I'm always looking to get better. So definitely in the future, you know, this is it's great to be where I'm at, and I know that, but there is also a lot of room to improve.
Well, it's funny. I don't know if Mick has told you this, but, you know, he said of the first 10 interviews he did leading up to the season, zero people asked him about Jules Bernard. And it's like finally somebody said, how about Jules Bernard? And he was like, thank you, because this guy can really play. So you're starting to get noticed. You're doing great things. I know you're a team guy first, and you're going to talk about the others. But congratulations to you, because I know how hard you've been working. And hopefully you'll let us keep calling you the smooth operator, too.
For sure. Thank you very much.
All right. Sounds good. That's Jules Bernard.
Jules.
Appreciate it, my friend. He really had a complete night tonight. Just fantastic stuff. As the Bruins end up winning this one, 100-79.
All right, so there was our immediate reaction, and thanks, of course, to Jules Bernard for stopping by. Now to our Mick Cronin conversation, brought to you by Guerrilla Marketing. Yeah, Guerrilla Marketing, very proud sponsor of UCLA Athletics. And if you don't know them, get to know them. If you ever wonder who creates the branded signs and banners you see flying so proudly around campus, that's Guerrilla Marketing. They are very proud UCLA alums. They've provided branded swag to alumni for a long time now, and they outfit countless clubs and associations on campus with all the t-shirts and sweatshirts and jackets, whatever they need. They print the Bruins Blue magazine. They print the Rose Bowl Stadium Guide, the Hall of Fame induction programs, all the football posters and schedule cards. Everything that the men's and women's soccer and women's volleyball team does. Guerrilla helps business leaders outside of UCLA as well. They have access to socially responsible swag. They're creating meaningful giveaways for donors and supporters. And again, they've been doing it with style for a nice long time. So if you're looking to get involved here and you want to reward great Bruins for great work, they will take care of you. And if it's a big project, they got you. They got 12,000 feet worth of warehouse. For everything you need to know, hit them up at guerrillamarketing.net. That's how special they are. They get a net, kind of like basketball. Which takes us back to Mick Cronin and our post-game conversation.
3-0 is 3-0. Mick Cronin has some real talent on this team, getting the most out of it once again. We were just talking to Jules Bernard, coach, and I know how thrilled you are to see him get some recognition. He works so hard. He's just kind of a quiet leader, quiet assassin. 8 of 11 tonight, 4 threes, 7 assists, no turnovers. That's a pretty complete line right there.
Well, I've been telling nobody, you know, but what do I know? I'm only the coach, but I've been trying to tell people for a while that, you know, we wouldn't have won last year without Jules. 7 assists, no turnovers, I would say, Trace, is the biggest growth for Jules.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the bowl in the china shop thing doesn't seem to be there anymore for him.
Yeah, it's different. I think what people don't understand, it's a transition from being a great athlete that plays really hard in a high school setting. This is a lot harder than it looks.
Mm-hmm.
A lot harder than it looks. And he's transitioned to becoming a guard, and guards got to make decisions and they got to make shots, and he's gotten better in both of those areas.
How do you prepare for two guys that can score like this with guards? They're smaller, and they got after tonight. They 57 points combined with Murray and Slater.
I don't know, Trace. To be honest with you, at halftime, I was considering, it's been 30 years, but I was considering getting some sneakers and seeing if Coach Monson would put me in for Long Beach. I think I could have got 15 on some of our guys.
So what was the? I want to ask you to use the same. The same salty language. I won't ask you to. But what did you? If you can just kind of paraphrase, what did you tell your guys?
Look, we're not right now. We're not good at anything defensively. Like, hey, look, it was, I would say we won the other night because of our crowd. Mm-hmm. If we weren't at home, we don't beat Villanova. Nobody wants to hear. We got a long way to go to be who we want to be on this team. A long way to go. So right now, we're not good on the ball, and we're not good off the ball. Our transition, we have a lot of guys got a long way to go defensively, and I would say we're overconfident. Then we're trying to win with offense. And that's not going to – you think you're going to go on the road and get 100, you're crazy. It's just not happening. So, I mean, you've seen this a million times. So, I'm the grouchy guy, but trust me, I've been around. Our defense was embarrassing for me. You know, where we're at defensively was just – I mean – and look, you got to give Murray and Slater credit now. I'm not trying to not give those guys credit, but – I can make a layup.
Right, right.
You know, I'm pretty sure if you let me go to my strong hand, I can get a layup every time, especially if nobody rotates. So, but again, give those guys credit. Coach Monson's a great guy. You know, I think he likes his team. They look really cohesive. And, you know, if they can stay healthy, I like their chances in the Big West. But defensively, our mind's just not there, Tracy.
Mm. All right, thanks again to Mick, presented by Guerrilla Marketing. I'm going to try to cheer him up somehow. UCLA is 3-0 with that win. Then on the North Florida Wednesday night, a team the Bruins had never played before and a team that hadn't won a game this year. The Bruins heavy favorites, and here's the courtside breakdown from Wednesday night. UCLA just a little short of back-to-back 100-point games. 98 is what they end up with against North Florida, which falls to 0-5. The Bruins win this one 98-63 over the Ospreys, and yeah, it is that 4-0 start that you were hoping for. The Bruins with 24 offensive rebounds in this game, their most since 2008 against USC. That would have been Kevin Love and Aboya and Mata Real. I mean, there were guys that you knew could get up and get rebounds. In this game, the Rutgers transfer Miles Johnson had 9 offensive rebounds in 19 minutes. He had like a Jelani McCoy game. 13 rebounds total after he had 1 against Long Beach just a couple nights ago. So you shout out Miles Johnson, Tracy. Jules Bernard, 15 points. Juzang, 17. Tiger Campbell, 13, to go with 5 assists, no turnovers. More on him in a moment. Jaquez with a game-high 20. Singleton, 11 off the bench, including his first-ever Bruins dunk. And Peyton Watson got involved. 6 points. I know that's not a lot, but 8 rebounds and 4 assists and a couple of blocks.
Yeah, a block and 2 steals. So he's getting his feet wet. He's starting to do a little bit more. He's gonna get his confidence. He's gonna, you know, come along. And this is just the freshman woes. He's just trying to figure it out.
Tiger Campbell, going back to him, 4 for 4 from distance. Now I know they were all open threes tonight. None of them contested. But
those
Tiger
are the best threes.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, Tiger, even when he had open threes in the past, they rarely dropped, right? I mean, there was a stretch we mentioned last year, Tracy, where he hit 1 out of 18. And for the year, he was at 25%. So it's just so heartening this year to see him start out at 11 out of 18, not 1 out of 18, 11 out of 18. That's 61%.
That's called on fire, Josh. I mean, he's dropping threes, and he's taking the ones he know he can make. He's not taking 3-point shots with guys draped on him and all in his face. He's taking the wide open ones, and that's 3-point shots. Those are the ones you're supposed to take.
He says his all-time favorite player is Steve Nash, right? Models his game after Steve Nash. Steve Nash was a 42% lifetime 3-point shooter, right? So 25% for Tiger was never going to cut it. 61% is unsustainable. It's just remarkable what he's done to start the year.
Well, he put in the work all summer, you know, shooting the basketball, figuring it out, and it looks like he's using his legs a lot more. He's got arch on his shot. He's confident in his shot. When you put in the work and you put the reps in, you knock down shots in the game.
He had his 11th three-pointer on March 17th of last year. This year he gets it on November 17th. So that really is some kind of difference. Got to talk about the Bruins and just how hard they played tonight too, Tracy. Second chance points, 30-6 UCLA.
30-6 second chance points, 30 points off of 24 offensive rebounds. So that means at the beginning they were missing shots. So they had to go get it somehow, and everybody was crashing the boards and putting it back in.
They ended up as a plus 30 overall in rebounds tonight. 54 for the Bruins, only 24 for North Florida. The Ospreys, who battled tonight, had only one player in double figures. That's the guy you thought would end up there. Carter Hendrickson for them had 11. And you know what? They ended up with more assists and turnovers. I never thought they would get there the way they started out. The Bruins started out at one point at 13 assists, no turnovers. But from that point on, it was basically a one-to-one ratio.
Well, shoot, and then in the beginning of the game, you know, North Florida started out hot, you know, shooting the basketball. They were shooting like 50, 55%. So the Bruins had to cool them off, and they ended up shooting 37% for the game and 30 from three.
98-63, the happy final. Once again, the Bruins get to 4-0. One of the key players, certainly Tiger Campbell, just getting everything done. And we're going to hear from him momentarily. The interview will be presented by our good friends at Newport Rib Company. John Ursini is the man. We're going to start having some individual sit-downs, kind of some biographical stuff with all these players. And John and Newport Rib Company is making that happen. They know that if you want to throw a great tailgate and do it with everything being done by somebody else that really knows the score, it's Newport Rib Company every time. And they've got you covered for whatever you need. If it's 5 of you, 50 of you, they know how to do this. They'll cater, they'll clean, and we're inviting you to enjoy your favorite barbecue food, which is so, so good, at whatever tailgate you're putting together. Go to ribcompany.com or call John or Laura directly, 949-631-2110. That's 949-631-2110. You, too, can eat like a champion. Ah, the Ursinis are great people. The food is delicious. Newport Rib Company, Bruins owned and operated for more than 35 years now. They have a lot of competition, but their ribs don't. All right, let's get you now to Tiger Campbell. As the Bruins destroy North Florida tonight, 98-63, we've got our pick of the litter in terms of who we can talk to for a star of the game. A lot of stars shining tonight. One of them has just put the headsets on. Not easy over all that hair, but you got it done. Tiger Campbell always figures out a way, so I knew he'd navigate the headsets. Tiger, congratulations. You guys are, I mean, obviously at 4-0, you got to be happy with that. What was different tonight compared to what happened Monday night?
You know, we went back to practice, and we weren't very happy at our defense when we had on Monday when we played. So we just focused on, you know, being in gaps and playing defense together coming into this game, and we wanted to make a vocal point of that. So, yeah.
Man, you're on a tear from the three-point line. Josh said you're shooting 61% from three. What did you do this summer?
I just tried to get a couple hundred shots up every day. You know, we got great trainers here, great managers. Want to get in the gym whenever we want to, and I just locked in this summer.
What specifically did you concentrate with on your shot?
I say keeping my elbow up, keeping my left hand up, and then just being on balance when I catch the ball and catching the ball ready to shoot as opposed to just catching it flat-footed.
Tiger, you know the history, the lineage of the point guards at this university. I don't have to quiz you on them. I mean, it goes back to Pooh Richardson, but even right before you got here, I mean, Lonzo Ball and Aaron Holiday are NBA players, and we knew that as soon as they got here. So you've got kind of a sacred responsibility, I'm sure, right, to make sure that your point guardedness is falling in line. The assist-to-turnover ratio is solid. You seem like you're making good decisions out there. Do you feel like you're doing what you need to do with the basketball?
Yes, sir. I just like to listen to what Coach Cronin tells me to do. You know, he has confidence in me, and he believes in me, and I'm just trying to make us go.
What improvements do you guys think you guys need to make to continue to climb levels this year?
I'd say paying more attention to, like, the scouting report, coming into games ready. You know, there was a lot of, even tonight, you know, our defense was better, but it could have been so much better. There were so many times where we weren't helping on the roll, and, you know, it was the little things that we need to tweak to become a great team.
Let's pretend that we asked you about Bellarmine, because that's the next opponent, and I know you're going to say all the right things, right? I mean, let's just get past that. I mean, Bellarmine's tough. They really are. I mean, by the way, that's going to be a very good game. But after that, it's Gonzaga. And I'm just wondering, I'm sure a lot of Bruins fans are too, how psyched were you when you knew that that game popped up on this year's schedule?
It was crazy. You know, it would be a good one, but you know, we got Bellarmine first.
I knew you'd
so
say that.
I'm just focusing on that, and I'll be ready for them on Monday.
Final question for you, Tigers. As you guys go forward, do you guys start talking about how high your ceiling is? I mean, I know it's supposed to be one game at a time and all that, but do you guys just kind of get in that groove like, man, if we really start hitting on all cylinders, if we do everything we're capable of doing, this could be, like, super special this year?
I mean, I feel like I just want to keep that between the team. That's a lot of locker room talk. Obviously, all right. We're all confident in each other, but one game at a time, like Coach says.
I know that was the last question, but when you guys have these things that you need to improve on, do you guys hold each other accountable?
Oh, yeah. We watch film together. We do a lot of things. I mean, these are like my brothers. We spend a lot of time off the court fixing the little things, so we just try to be ready by Monday.
Good.
I got one more. I know we said this, I'm lying about how many questions we're asking you. True story, parents named you for Tiger Woods?
Yeah.
Okay, because we were saying you got another club in your golf bag now with that three-point shot. So we had to go golfing
with
Tiger.
Wait a minute, can you golf?
Nah, Jaime's the golfer on this team.
Okay.
I'll give it to Jaime.
Jaime's the everything on this team.
Yeah.
Tiger, great job tonight, and in fact, four games in. I mean, we've said that every night, so keep up the great work. We'll see you in Vegas.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys.
Love the Tigers getting it done the way he's doing it, and you would think that with the Bruins getting 98 points on the board and being better than 50% from three in this game, you'd find a little bit more of a serene Mick Cronin, a little bit more reflective Mick Cronin after the game. Let's find out. Here is our conversation with Mick after the Wednesday game. Happy days are here again. The Bruins win it 98-63 as Mick Cronin is going to join us momentarily. As the Bruins gave up 16 fewer points tonight than they did against Long Beach, I would think that will put a smile on the face of the coach as the Bruins indeed get to 4-0. All right, is there anything to criticize it in this game, I'm wondering, other than Mick struggling with the headset here? There we go. Okay, so that's the worst thing that happened all night was Mick couldn't get the headset
that's
on.
That's right.
How are you feeling about this one, Coach?
We got a bad headset. You said, is there anything to criticize outside of the play-by-play guy?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, my dad's been here for a couple of weeks. In Cincinnati, he lives with my sister. He makes dinner like four nights a week. Hasn't cooked one time.
Brutal. Send him home. It's ridiculous.
I mean, it hasn't cooked one time.
Come on, man.
I mean, it's a joke. I mean, the guy thinks he's on vacation. Like, all-inclusive. He thinks he's in Cabo at an all-inclusive.
Chateau Cronin.
Yeah.
I get it.
Go
all right.
Ahead and kick your feet up, Mr. Cronin.
I would say our defense got better as the game went on. They're really well coached. Matt Driscoll and I have been friends since we both had a lot of hair and no money. So that's a long time ago. So one thing that they did, even until the end, they passed the ball multiple times and they ran multiple actions offensively. And he's always done that and done a great job offensively with his team. So I thought that, you know, that helps us because what it does, instead of just coming down and turning it over, coming down and taking a quick shot, they force you to play defense. And we have got to get to a point where we can defend the entire clock. So it was great practice for us tonight because they kept trying to make us defend the whole clock. So they'd come down, run an initial entry to a pick and roll. If that didn't work, they went right to a handoff. The pressure was bothering them, so then Matt started posting his guys up. He kept adjusting to our pressure, and we kept having to react to it. So we got to get to that point where we can play defense for 25 seconds against a team that doesn't stand there and just dribble and stare at one guy. We got to be able to play. You know, that's the difference in college basketball versus the NBA. I mean, outside of Golden State and maybe Miami. You know, college teams pass, cut, and move.
Yep.
They're really good ones. So you got to be able to deal with that.
Points in the paint, 50-30. Second chance points, 30-6. Assist to turnovers, 23-9. The Bruins were efficient there, weren't they?
Yeah, the nine I'm not happy with. Mm-hmm. But I thought we in a game like this, we should be plus 20 plus in assists. I thought our guys, especially Johnny, Other than the one time in the first half, he looked like he lost his mind. But other than that, he was really trying to move the ball early.
Yeah.
You know, and get the ball to the second side. You know, just a coaching term. You're going to get better shots if you can push it up and get it to the second side of the floor and then attack. Because against us, if we can do that, you got a shooter at the line. Once you get it to the second side, you drive the close out. Then you spray it out again, and then you get Dave Singleton just making shots, or you know Tiger, who I think was he 4 for 4.
He was,
yes,
tonight. So it doesn't surprise me. He's worked extremely hard at his shooting.
Well, you were just talking about Johnny. He had 17 points, but he was more efficient tonight. 7 of 13 and 3 of 5 from three. I think that helps the team. It helps the Tigers get the 4 of 4 from three, and the Singletons get the open ones.
Yeah, and I purposely didn't in the second half. I didn't start Johnny. I wanted Dave to get play with those other guys for comfort, and then I wanted Johnny to come in for Tiger to work on playing some point guard for his development as a player. But it was just, I think it was good to get Peyton. Peyton got his confidence back tonight. He's still figuring out when to shoot and when to pass. Mm-hmm. In high school he was used to being able. He's such a good ball handler to get to the rim all the time, where you're just not going to get there at this level. Somebody's going to draw a charge. Mm. So, he's got to master his pull-up because at his height, nobody can stop him. When he gets to 12, 14 feet, that's the shot he's got to make a layup for him because nobody can stop him once he gets to that. But I think his defense was a real factor. He was part of that unit where we went small and started switching everything and really blew the game open.
Hi, thanks to Coach, now in his third year, of course, and in charge of the second-ranked team in the nation. Next up, Vegas, baby, where they will see the team ranked number one in the nation. First, they got to play Bellarmine, and then it is indeed Gonzaga. The Bruins will stay in Vegas over Thanksgiving, play UNLV on Saturday afternoon. Hey, real quick, the Wooden Athletic Fund supports the excellence of our student-athletes in the classroom and competition and in the community overall. You can become a member for just $9 a month. Invest in tomorrow's champions today. To learn more, go to woodenathleticfund.com. Next Bruins home game, Wednesday, December 1st. And this is a conference game, believe it or not. The Colorado Buffaloes on a Wednesday night. That is a 6:30 p.m. tip. This is Josh Lewin. Thanks to Tracy Murray. Thanks to the players. Thanks to Mick Cronin. Thanks to you for being such a great Bruins fan. 4 is up. Talk to you soon.
Jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.